Welcome to Growing in Grace, a weekly program featuring informal conversation to help with growth in understanding the gospel and to live in the freedom that comes through Jesus Christ. And now, here's the hosts of Growing in Grace, Mike Kapler and Joel Berizicki.
Here we go once again, Growing in Grace. I'm the Cap, Mike Kapler, along with the Breeze Man, Joel Berizicki. And we're glad you're with us, too. Thank you for telling a friend that we're here, wherever you're finding us at. There's a number of different locations on the internet and so forth, but feel free to forward whatever links, whatever information that you know of where other people can hear about us, too, and drop us a line sometime, too. And by the way, all of our archived programs can be heard. Joel has a website called graceroots.org, and you can find a lot of our past programs on there because we've been doing this for several years now, and it's going by really fast, 15 minutes a week. Hopefully what we've got to share will encourage you in your walk with Christ and bring some freedom into your life and some peace as well.
Yeah, believe it or not, 4 years, man. Can you believe that?
No.
We're sitting here recording in February of 2009, and we started this. I think our first program ran on Grace Walk Internet Radio back in February of 2005. 4 years, man, it's just something that we've said it plenty of times, but it's you and me, Mike, sharing our hearts, just talking out what's going on in our understanding of God's grace and His love. Sometimes we might hit the mark, and sometimes we might fall short, you know, in sharing our thoughts. The main thing is that we're trying to just come together, you and me, Cap, and as the body of Christ, and talk some of this stuff out, and maybe some of it will make sense, maybe some of it will be food for thought. As we share, you know, please know that we're just two ordinary average guys who love God, and all because we know and are growing in His love for us. Sometimes, like I said, we'll make some mistakes. Maybe sometimes we'll get some things right as well. But we're just sharing our hearts, and we invite you along as we do it. Talking about God's love last week and this week as well, Mike. We got into 1 Corinthians 13. You read some stuff out of the Amplified, opinionated version of the Bible. as you said, but it's got some really good stuff in there. It really brings some good things out of those scriptures, you know, like God is patient. It kind of brings out more about what that means, and maybe we can talk some more about some of these words that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13.
The greatest is love. I mean, we talked about how God Himself is love, and I think one of the things as I came into contact with the Grace Walk message or the Exchange Life message, faith, righteousness, whatever you want to call it. As I came into this, Joel, the one thing that really propelled me and brought some real peace and joy into my life was beginning to understand what love really is. I'd been a Christian for a long time, but I don't think I really understood, and I'm still not sure I do, what love is. Yes, love is a person. It's God Himself, but what He extended toward me as I began to understand my place in Christ, my identity in Him, the one thing that really helped me move ahead was understanding that He was always going to love me. He was going to treasure me. He wasn't going to let me go. He wasn't going to think any less of me. It was a love without condition. And once I began to realize that's how God felt about me, I thought, man, I don't think I understood this all these years I've been a Christian. And here it is now coming to life within my very being, my very existence. And that brought such a tremendous peace and joy to know that no matter where I stood, no matter what I was doing, good, bad, or ugly, God was there to love me, to hold me. He wasn't going to let me go. You know, Joel, I'm reminded of Romans chapter 8 at the end of the chapter where Paul said, I am persuaded. I'm not even going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to shorten it down. I am persuaded that nothing is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing could separate me from His love. I heard somebody one time many years ago, I was eating lunch with somebody. They asked me a question, which I won't go into right now. But my answer to them was that there was nothing that could separate us from the love of God. And their reply, in a legalistic mentality, was that, yes, it says that we can't be separated from His love. But I'm thinking, you know what? God is love. I'm not going to be separated from Him because of the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's no ifs, ands, or buts in that. I mean, it's an unconditional love. You know, God is love, as we've been saying. And if we can't be separated from His love, how can we be separated from Him? There's no conditions to God's love. That's why we call it unconditional love. See, if God's love were conditional, I mean, just think about this. You know, we brought up the scriptures last week that talk about how God demonstrates His love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for the ungodly. You know, if God's love was conditional, if it was based upon conditions for whether we're living right or not living right, He never would have sent Jesus. You know, Jesus never would have died for the ungodly. That's conditional love. His love says, there's no conditions to it. I'm going to send my Son Jesus Christ to die for sinners because of my unconditional love. And somehow we get this idea that once we're Christians, when we mess up or when we sin, you know, when we do something that isn't in line with our true nature in Christ, that somehow now God's going to withhold His love for us, and somehow now God's going to separate us from His love, and it's just a bunch of baloney. I mean, there's no reason to ever think that God has separated you from His love or from Himself. He is love, and while we are still sinners, Christ died for us, and while we are alive together with Christ, even when we don't do the things that are according to our new nature in Christ, there's nothing, as you're reading in at the end of Romans 8, there's nothing that separates us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're in Him, and He is in us, no matter what.
Well, and, you know, some programs ago, we even talked about our fellowship with God, that folks can go back and look that one up if they want to. There are those who might think that when we struggle with sin and other problems, that somehow our fellowship gets hindered with God. These are things that we've taught people for many years, but they're not right. And I'm pulling out my Amplified here again, Joel. As I look at Romans 6, it says, "For by the death that he died to sin once for all, and the life that he lives, he is living to God in unbroken fellowship with Him," talking about Jesus. "Even so, consider yourselves also dead to sin, and your relation to it broken, but that you are alive to God, living in unbroken fellowship with Him in Christ Jesus."
Oh, man. Yeah, unbroken fellowship. How many people, I mean, even people listening to our program now, how many people in churches today, how many Christians are living in a type of fear that when they do wrong, when they sin or fall short of their nature, their new righteous nature in Christ, that they've been separated or that they've broken fellowship with God or that God has broken fellowship with them? How many people live with that fear? That's not a fear that comes from God, that's for sure, because fear doesn't come from God. You know, before we were talking here on our program today, Cap, you were sharing something with me, and I think this is probably a good time to bring it up from 1 John 4:16, and it says, "We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love," that's what we've been talking about, "and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, kind of lining up with what the verse you were just sharing, so we are in this world. There is no fear in love. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." There's so much there. If we're living in any type of fear, like being afraid of God, you know, there's a godly fear that's called reverence, and it's an awe and reverence. That's a good kind of fear. It doesn't mean being afraid. It means just knowing that God is awesome and being in awe of him. But this other type of fear, being afraid, love does not consist of any such fear. You know, fear involves torment. Fear involves being afraid of God. But God has made it so that we don't have to be afraid of him. There's no reason to ever be afraid of God. Never fear that you've lost fellowship with him. He's given us his love. He's demonstrated it to us by coming to dwell in us. And we dwell in him. And that settles the issue. He doesn't keep taking himself away from us when we're doing wrong and then coming back and joining himself together with us when we're doing right. It's nothing like that. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, God has made us near to himself for right now and it's for eternity.
If we could only understand what we have here in Christ. You know, Philip asked Jesus, I think it was in John 14, he said, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. So Jesus had this abiding relationship with the Father, he and the Father in him. Remember, yes, Jesus was God in the flesh, but he was also a man. And that's what we need to take a look here at Jesus as the Son of Man for a minute. He was 100% human. And he's saying to Philip, look, I'm not even doing this on my own. This is the Father in me. He's doing the works. He's given me the words. And so he had this abiding relationship, just like what you were talking about in 1 John chapter 4, where John said the same thing. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. We have that same kind of relationship with the Father that Jesus had in unbroken fellowship.
Yeah, and so when we worry that maybe we've lost fellowship with God or that fellowship's been broken, then we're missing out on the reality of God's life in us and of his unbroken love, his unconditional love, and of our unbroken fellowship with him. When we base it upon what we do and what we don't do, we're going to fall short. You know, we're going to do things that don't line up with the perfect God and with the reality of who we are in Christ. We want to grow in that. We want to grow in being animated by the life of Christ in us to do the things that are of Christ in us. But sometimes we will fall short, and maybe more often at certain times in our life. And so we want to make sure that we understand that our fellowship with God is eternal. It's never broken. It's never something that he takes away from us. If he did, then he would have to basically break his fellowship with Jesus Christ, because he's placed Christ inside us. He's placed us in Christ. It's an eternal thing, something that will never, ever be taken away, and especially by our behavior. Our behavior can never change God's love for us and his fellowship with us.
Well, again, it comes down to what God did to make this all possible. Sometimes we get our focus on us and what we can do to stay in fellowship or what we can do to break that fellowship. It's not going to be broken. We're in fellowship with God, and you don't have to fear that. You never have to wonder about where you stand with God today, because he set the whole thing up through Jesus Christ. And to suggest that we can do something to damage that is a real, shall we say, a lack of faith, or somewhat of an insult to the finished work of Jesus Christ. So let's trust in what God has done for us and take our eyes and our vision off of ourselves.
Yeah, it's not about us and what we do. As you say, it's about what Christ has done, what God has done on our behalf, and we put our trust in that. I'm Joel, along with Cap, and get on over to graceroots.org and check out our past archives of our program, Going in Grace. Feel free to spread the word, and we thank you for that. We'll be back with you again next time for more talk about growing in grace.
You've been listening to Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Baruzicki, a weekly program featuring informal conversation to help with growth in understanding the gospel and to live in the freedom that comes through Jesus Christ.